quick. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
Hey, and welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Monday, June 3rd, 2019. And listen to me very carefully. There are moments in time that matter a lot. There are things we interpret and things we see that matter a lot. This is one of them moments. What am I talking about? Well, as you know, this is a show about you and your money and the markets. We do all kinds of other stuff that affect the markets, but today, the markets. And we hope you are listening. No, really. Seriously, we hope you are listening. But before we get going, first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, also at GaryK.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button, press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you, our free notes direct to you, and the email service, 1 month free, 1 month free, 1 month free, right there at the front cover of GaryK.com. Just press it, you get 1 month free of ConvictionLeaders.com. Okay. So as usual, we are pre-taping this show in the final hour of the market, but actually we're going to be in the final half hour of the market because as I speak, it is 3:34 p.m. Eastern Time, 8:34 p.m. in England, where the president is today. And we have lots to cover. Before we came into this week, what have we been telling you? All major indices below the 200-day moving average. Negative. Bearish. Many areas of the market had already broken down in advance. We highlighted for you the oils, so many of the retail names, transports rolling over, Chinese ADRs, the marijuana stocks. By the way, remember Tilray, it's now 34.5. Remember that day it went from 250 to 300, we told you it was worth 10 bucks? Anyway, just saying. So that was coming into this week. We also told you coming into this week that there's still a group of software names still acting well in here. But if things worsen, eventually they get them all. We also told you that all the those FANG names are all trading below resistance, which used to be support. So the market was getting in crappy shape from the start of May. It took a month to go to from the penthouse to, well, not necessarily the outhouse, but it's not thrilling. So, listen up. The market wrap is brought to you by, the almost market wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Now, as I speak, Dow's down 99. We've had down 99 days before, right? As I speak, the S&P is down 19. But as I speak, the NASDAQ's down 153. You ready for this? The NASDAQ 100's down 184. Swing. Interesting, huh? With all that, the advance declines 21.14 on New York and 14.16 on the NASDAQ. What gives? What gives? What's going on? You ready? Amazon's down 100. No, that's not a typo. The $100 down to $1,675. So it'd be a $177 stock going to $167 today. Facebook down almost 15, down 14 and change to 163. Google down 75 to 1,030. Netflix 10. You know those leading software names? You ready? HUBS down 12 to 161. Now down 15 to 246. MDB down 10 to 130. PCTY down 11 to 89. Workday down 13 to 190. Paycom down 16 to 195. Shopify down 12 to 262. T down 9 to 116. VeriSign down 6. Veeva Systems down 6. That just had a great reaction to earnings. Okta down 6. That just had a great reaction to earnings. Coop Software, COUP, down 8. CyberArk, one of the strongest names, down 13 to 118. And then you have growth. Chipotle's down 20. Autodesk, 7. EPAMS, 8. Intuit, 8. IAC Interactive, 8. LendingTree, 10. VMware, 10. Zendesk, 6 and change. AYX, down 6. What's going on? Pretty simple. Listen, you listening? They're finally getting them all. That's what's going on. Today, they're getting them all. And it's just a matter of how much, how long. But today they're getting them all. And I must tell you, a bunch of them are breaking support and or moving averages. It looks to be on some pretty decent volume. That ain't Aunt Mary and Uncle Bob selling. And you better heed that. Because it's just another stick in the mud for this market. And interesting enough, you know what's green today? You know I said the advance declines are good? Well, you have a very weak dollar today, which stinks because I'm going to Europe soon. We don't want that. But the weak dollar has the commodities up, the oils up. You know, the weak dollar, but the gold strong. Remember, on Friday we told you gold looks like it's starting to emerge. Gold have another strong day today, but unfortunately it is what we call a defense play. The anti-market play. And we're just letting you know. We're not telling you what to do. We're not telling you how to do it. We're just letting you know. Because right now it is 3:40 p.m. as I speak. Dow is down 91. S&P 19. NASDAQ 150. NASDAQ 100 178. On the downside, by the way. And of course, that can change by the close. Because let me tell you what happened today. Something else we thought was going to happen, we told you we thought was going to happen. You got this St. Louis Fed head Bullard came out today. You know, probably think we got to lower rates. Based, you know, inflation's too low. Now, the market's been going down, so they got to say we're lowering rates. They can't have the market go down because they know if they lose the wealth effect, it's an uh-oh moment. But we told you that was going to happen. We also told you we expect them to lower rates either in the June or July meeting. July meeting's the end of July. They may not wait. We may just get it in June, especially if the market continues to get hit. Also of note today, you ready? 2.081 on the 10-year. 2.548 on the 30-year. Wasn't the 10-year just the 2.5? Anyway, it's pretty wild stuff. Now, there's a lot of people talking, what does this mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? Well, typically it means that we're going into a soft patch in the economy, if not more. Typically it means the market's not happy with something. So it's going defensive. When the market goes defensive, it buys defensive. You know what's up today? Kimberly-Clark. Schmuckers. General Mills. Colgate. Hershey's. That's what's up today. When the market goes defensive, it buys defensive. That's all. And may I say, the market went a lot more defensive today. Oh yeah, Salesforce.com down 7. Up next, more on this. And what's causing the carnage in that big cap tech? Well, we think we know. Up next on Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Sorry I don't have a lot of good news. So here's the story, and I'm just going to read you some stuff. If you don't mind, I have it here somewhere. Alphabet, which is Google, are trading at a five-month low after the Wall Street Journal reported that the Justice Department is set to open an antitrust probe against Google related to its core search and other business. Antitrust concerns are nothing new for Google. Google has 75% of search, so that's not good news. Google's down $76 today to $10.30. Wow. Facebook shares are unwinding as Bloomberg issues own report that the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, is said to be opening a competition probe into the company's practices. Facebook down 15 to 162 and change. Apple is only down $2.30 some odd cents, but Apple... Supposedly that the DOJ, the Department of Justice, has been granted jurisdiction for a possible investigation of Apple as part of a broader review of the tech sector. So, Gary, should that news really slaughter Amazon for $97 as we speak? Google for $76 as we speak? Facebook $14 as we speak? By the way, why is Amazon down $97 when I didn't mention Amazon in this? Well, there's been a lot of talk about Amazon also. And what we call the regulatory winds. If we were in a good uptrend still, they would not be down like this. But we're now in a downtrend. So it tends to be accentuated to the downside. Gary, is it a value? I don't know. Gary, is it buyable here? I don't know. Gary, what are the new support levels? Well, I can tell you that Amazon's got looks like pretty damn good support around that 1580 to 1600 area. That is around the lows of the January, February, March period. Of course, then it went down as low as 1300 when the market was being slammed into the end of December. And Amazon's at 1678. Google. The only thing you got is around that 980 to 1000, which was really around the lows in December. It's at 1031 as I speak. Facebook. You're at the 200-day moving average. That's your area, which is 161.40, and Facebook's 163.20. After that, you have the gap in January off their crappy earnings number, and strong support, I would suggest, 150-ish. Apple. You know, it's sitting on some support right in here, around 168 to 170. It's at 173. as we speak. But that does not take away from the market just slaughtering the strongest stocks in the markets today. And let me just give you a little hint. Okay? It's not usually good news when they come after the strongest names in the market that have held up the best. There's your hint. It's not usually good news when the institutional crowd are coming in and saying, get me rid of this risk and buy me some Hershey's or some gold. By the way, I'm watching the right now live, the Queen Elizabeth hosting Trump and First Lady at the state banquet. Damn, I'd like to be at that dinner. Look at that table. It's 3:48 p.m., 8:48 in London right now. As we speak. So anyway, that's just a... And in the Dow today, just so you know, DuPont did some sort of spin-off. The symbol for DuPont was DWDP. It now looks like it's going back to DD. And it's showing up 7 today. But I got to see what that means. But it's helping the Dow. But let me tell you what's down in the Dow today. Remy, Microsoft. Microsoft has been a strong tech leader. Microsoft slashed through the 50-day moving average today on volume. The 50-day was at around 120, a little under 124. You're already 119 and 3/8 as they're coming after everything. Visa's down 390, breaking the 50-day, which was 160, is at 157.5. Visa's been a very strong name for the Dow. But market's got some issues. United Health is down 5. Boeing is down 5 and change. Some more stuff coming out right now. Apple down 2 and change. The only things up, I mentioned DuPont. Merck up a stick. Verizon's up $1.80 and Chevron's up $1.60. That's your Dow. By the way, Queen Elizabeth is wearing some serious bling. Wow. Some serious bling on that woman, may I state. She's got the goods, Queen Elizabeth, may I say. I once saw her when I was in London. She was passing by in a car. And the president's there and dressed very well. Everybody dressed very well there. But boy, oh boy, Queen Elizabeth with the bling. All right, Dow down 77, S&P 17, NASDAQ 140, NASDAQ 100, 171. By the way, just so you know, the Dow just went from down 77 to down 53 on like one tick. It's now down 53. Now it's down 61. Hey, what's 8 points in a second? And it's 3:50, got 10 minutes, so everybody's having fits right now. The amazing thing is the Dow can finish up today. And so many stocks be absolutely slaughtered. Only take 60 points into the close. Again, green today, gold and silver. Oils, but not much. Transports are actually up a smidge. Commodities are up pretty decently today. The food, drug, beverage stuff up nicely today. And financials. Off of the, we may lower rates. That would actually help financials squeeze the margin a little bit. Members, come down on the long end, short end stays the same. And by the way, that was by no accident that Bullard came out with that statement we told you. Every time the market's in trouble, guess what they do? Guess what they do? Easy money talk. All right, up next, more on this. Other news. Whatever else, I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to
America.
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Boy, I have like a little pinched nerve in my shoulder. And I can tell it's like a little nerve because, you don't feel the muscle, whatever. And I've been lifting some, I did some trap work and it may have gone too much. We'll see. It'll get better. It is 3:53 p.m. as we head towards the close. Dow is down 70. It was just down 38 a second ago. NASDAQ 143, NASDAQ 100, 177, and just mauling, M-A-U-L-I-N-G, technology today. They are mauling the leading software names. They are mauling the fangs. And what it just tells you, they got very overowned, and once it turns, overowned gets less overowned. Amazon's down 96 as I speak. Facebook, 14. Google, 74 and change. Microsoft, 4. Netflix, 9. Twitter broke the 50-day quite easily. Apple's only down 2, but Apple's been down pretty decently. By the way, Apple has their thingamabob, I believe, today, where they make some sort of announcements, right? I've been paying so much attention to the United Kingdom and these things getting squashed that I didn't pay attention to, if anything, Apple's. I know they said something about TV and, like, there's no TV out there, right? Okay, Apple introduces Xbox and PS4 controller for Apple TV. Handful of added features, including a calculator. Gee, gosh, we don't have that. Audio books and voice memo streaming audio API edition of App Store. Unveils iOS 13, because we didn't have iOS 12. Adds a dark mode, unveils overhaul maps. Entire U.S. to get new maps by end of 2019. And introduce iPad OS. By the way, I had to say something else, and I knew I almost forgot, but mentioning Apple got me to it. You all check your bills and your credit cards, do you? Because I do, but sometimes things pass you by. I lost my iPad like 9 months ago, 8 months ago, 7 months ago, and I was buying data on it. By the way, it's 3:55. The Dow just went from down 80 to down 40 in like 12 seconds. The NASDAQ went from down 140 to down 125 in 12 seconds. No, I'm not kidding. Not kidding. Seriously. I guess that's called positioning. The worst thing to happen would have the Dow be up at the close today because everybody will think it was a good day. Anyway, back to the billing. So I called up AT&T, who I get the data through for the Apple, 6 months ago to wipe it off. And I just never checked, and they kept charging me for the last 6 months. And then I called them up, and they said, well, we don't see it anywhere. I go, so how are you charging me? Oh, well, what do you mean there's nothing we can do? You have to give me my... No, I called American Express. I got all my money back and canceled it. Then, Apple. I'm getting charged like for 4 or 5 iTunes at like $9.99. And I'm like, I call them up. Where is this from? Well, we see there's like overlap. Oh, gee, thanks for telling me I have overlap. Oh, you can get a family plan for $14.99. Why didn't you tell me that? You all ask questions, please, and check your bills. Okay? Just letting you know. I spent like an hour or two yesterday just fixing this up with my billing. Amazing. And you know when you cancel something and you know that something keeps billing you? Make sure they stop billing you. Do you know how many times I keep getting billed on certain things? Not going to mention who. But yeah. By the way, the Dow is only down 4. Dow's only down 1. It just went from down 80 to down 1 in 2 minutes. NASDAQ's still down 120, though. NASDAQ 100 still down 147. Dow's up 5. Don't you love this? But let me be clear again about, regardless what the Dow finishes at today, there's a lot of damage done today. Amazon just rallied 10 bucks in 2 minutes. That helped. 95 to 85. Google was just 76. It's now down 67. There goes your last 4 minutes of the market. I love doing this end of day thing, so it just goes to show you how insane things are sometimes. Don't even know what to tell you. Anyway, it's 358. Dow's up, make that Dow up 2. S&P down 7, NASDAQ 119, NASDAQ 100 still down 150. But a nice little bounce into the close here. I don't think it means that much, except I don't know what it means. And I'm looking to see if another Fed head said something at the close today, which they're pretty damn good at. Dow up 19. Now Dow just moved 8. Dow up 11. S&P down 7. NASDAQ 118. NASDAQ 100 still 150, though. That's a juicy 150, may I say. But wow. Wow. The sudden moves, the paper-thin moves. Just keep in mind, that's the trees. The forest, big picture. Market got a little bit of issues here. And again, it's not very thrilling to see them come after the big leaders or tech. Remember, tech leads, both up and down. Tech leads, both up and down. Muy importante. As I speak, oh, I love doing this. Dow up 5, S&P down 7, NASDAQ 116, NASDAQ 100 still down 146. Damn. And as I'm looking at the screen, 10s and 11s and 8s and 9s and 13s and 14s and 10s and 11s in Techland. And Chipotle 18, they mentioned something about the Mexican tariffs. By the way, I haven't even talked to tariffs yet, have I? And may I say, I'm less than thrilled with some of the answers from some of the politicians on the tariffs. By the way, you want the close? I'm about to give you the close. Dow, down 15. S&P down 9. NASDAQ 124. NASDAQ 100, 155. There's your close. The market just closed. Are you thrilled yet? I must tell you, it's a good day to be over. I can't wait. By the way, the market's closed. The Dow just went from down 14 to up 3 after 4 p.m. Swear. Not kidding. But all is well. Tariffs. Got a lot of grief from some people that love Trump. And I try to explain to them and ask them, is it possible the president is just plain wrong? Is it possible he's making a huge mistake? And you know what their answer is? Well, what is he supposed to do? That's the answer I'm getting from them. But what is he supposed to do? Really? They go on to say he has no help from the Republicans. He certainly has no help for the Democrats. What is he supposed to do? Well, he's not supposed to punish our businesses and our consumers. He's not supposed to do that. And he's not supposed to tell us It'll affect them more than us. And then give $28 billion to the farmers. Because the farmers got killed because of the tariffs. And I stand by that. Big time stand by it. I'll explain up next. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Listening to.
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
yeah!
Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
So let me, talk some real world. No, really, real world. Not in the world that we sit back and we say, oh, good Mr. President, bad Mr. President. Not in that world. Because it's easy for us to sit back and, you know, give our opinions. That's all well and good. I'm talking about real world. The real world. You know, the world where actual businesses get affected by policy, good or bad. That world. For 8 years, I railed against Barack Obama on his economic policies of higher taxes. And secret hidden taxes, like in his Obamacare bill. More regulation, more fees, more fines, more mandates, more government, more everything. I complained for 8 years. Well, we have Donald Trump now raising taxes everywhere. On Chinese products? Oh, but we're told it's not going to amount to much. No, don't worry. It's not going to amount to much. Europe. Mexico. Now, I want you to all think about this. You are an importer of Mexican goods. You've been doing it for 10 years. You have a great relationship with Mexico. Life is going swimmingly. And out of nowhere, the President of the United States, not by legislation, but by executive order, says, tsh, nah. Guess what? You have 10 days. Make it 11. You now have to pay 5% more for all those products. Which simply means your costs going up 5%. Or you can pass it on to your customer and keep your margin. Or you can try and get your supplies somewhere else beside Mexico. Or negotiate a discount with Mexico. But in any case, you have things now to think about. But at the same time, it's not just the 5%, because you now know that in a month, it's 10. In 2 months, it's 20. It's 15. In 3 months, it's 20. In 4 months, it's 25. What do you do now? Do you prepare for 25 now, even though you don't know if it's going to come? Do you prepare for 20 because you don't know if it's going to come? Do you prepare for 15? But you don't know it's going to come. Do you prepare for 10? But you don't know if it's going to come. What do you do? You can't plan. How do you plan on price? How do you plan on demand? How do you plan on supply? How do you plan on manpower? How do you plan on all your needs? The answer is you can't. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the real world that Donald Trump, the president, is screwing with. Simple as that. He ain't screwing with Mexico. Yeah, it'll affect Mexico eventually because these people will go other countries, or at least try. Business will go down for Mexico. But wait a minute. You're trying to fix the immigration problem. If Mexico's economy goes in the crapper, will more and more people decide to try and move to the U.S.? Interesting how Gary thinks. You're handsome and buff toast. Just a little bit of logic. Just a little bit. But don't worry. It's only $350 billion a product that has to deal with this. By the way, some of this product is supplies that goes back and forth multiple times. It starts being made there, comes in here, added to there, goes back there, more parts put on there. You get my point? Therein lies my simple problem. It's called the real world. Not my make-believe world of, oh, we like it, we don't. My opinion is this, my opinion is that. We're talking the real world. And when Chipotle says this is going to cost us millions and millions and millions of dollars and we can't go anywhere else, that's real world. And when Chipotle stock goes down 18 bucks today after saying that, that's real world of market cap going south, shareholder wealth going south. It's real world. It's not the fake world of opinions. You know the old line of opinions? Everybody has one, but they're all full of... And there is my problem. So for all of you out there that think the sun shines on President Trump and everything he does is right, no, everything he does is not right. He's done some really good things. These are some bad things. Oh, but it's a tactic. No, no longer is it a tactic. It's an addiction. It's an addiction. And let's hope he gets help for it. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Swimple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.